Oh, homework. I hate you. You stink. I wish I could wash you away in the sink. If only a bomb would explode you to bits. Homework, oh, homework, you're giving me fits. I'd rather take baths with a man-eating shark or wrestle a lion alone in the dark, eat spinach and liver, pet 10 porcupines, then tackle that homework my teacher assigns. Homework, oh, homework, you're last on my list. I simply can't see why you even exist. If you just disappeared, it would tickle me pink. Homework, oh, homework, I hate you. You stink. I chuckled, too, when I first read that poem. And it is a cute rhyme. But many students of all ages, even college students, agree with this perspective of homework. Is that the way God wants us to approach our schooling and the homework that goes with it? Is God concerned with how our children do in school? Where does God fit in this plan of schooling and educating our children? We all know that it has to start with our goal. And as it's been said many times in this particular series on Hope and Help for the Family, 2 Corinthians 5:9 has to be our goal everywhere we are. We make it our ambition to please the Lord. So then, helping our children have the goal of pleasing the Lord during the school year is a very important one. In my years of teaching and counseling, one of the big problems I see is children just going with the flow. They come in for counseling with school kinds of issues, and they don't appear to have a goal or a plan for their schooling or for their life. So then when the trial of poor grades or bad behavior or whatever that trial is comes along, just letting life happen to them, they don't know how to handle it very well. They haven't been in the habit of asking themselves, how would God want me to handle this trial? So they handle it very poorly. How would God want me to handle this? Whether or not our children learn to handle problems at school, I think, depends on two things. One, what their heart motivation is, and two, how well we have, as parents, have helped them learn to apply Scripture. When the trial of academic problems comes up, it's amazing to me when children come in that they are surprised. They have no idea what went wrong. What could I do differently to make this have a different outcome? Beats me. Kind of an attitude. And I don't see that students seem to know any way to improve. And so from there we go to the parents talking to teachers, and usually teachers talk about behavioral problems and or educational kinds of skill deficits that's interfering with learning. And those things being improved upon, poor behavior, deficit skills that could be updated and learned better, are important. And I think they can help temporarily. But my premise is that these academic problems are only symptoms of a bigger spiritual problem. Seeing problems in school as spiritual problems ought to give us as parents hope, because God has answers in His Word about spiritual kinds of problems. He says He's given us all we need for life, as well as godliness. We all know that our goal is to please the Lord, but do our children know what it means to please God at school? Do they know what it means to please God while they're doing their homework? Or do they even think about God at all in respect to these aspects of their lives? Most of the children I work with in counseling from public schools and Christian schools don't evaluate their life, their school life, their homework life, using that goal. Am I pleasing God? It seems that many of the children that are in counseling see what they can get by with, see what they can do without getting caught. How little of my homework I have to do just to get by. These children even come from Christian homes, having those kinds of attitudes. Sometimes they even determine how much effort they're going to put forth, determined on how well I like this subject, or perhaps how well I like the teacher of it. What's my relationship with that teacher? They don't stop to think, does school matter to God? Does where I am right now cause God to see and think about me? Is school just another part of our daily routine that we have to do because the state says so? Could it be that our children think that way because they don't have a God focus? Perhaps they don't have a God focus because their parents don't show a God focus at home. Parents, teaching our children to have a God focus requires that you have a daily God focus first. Are you letting God's Word permeate all of your life? Every part of it at home, at work, even at play. Our life can't be segmented out and say, I'm going to reserve a God for Sunday, and I'll take care of the rest of the week. And we all know that. If I were to ask everyone here, we would all know that. Even the parents who bring their children into counseling would tell me that. I know God has to be a part of all of my week. But you know, when we stop and talk about specific things that are going on, they don't act like they believe it. They really don't have that God focus. They're not using this word to solve problems in their home and helping their children too as well. Our relationship with our Lord has to affect every aspect of our life. And then, and only then, can we be good stewards of teaching our children that God is a part of every aspect of their life. Deuteronomy 6 tells us that to keep God's commands on our hearts first, and then he says we can teach our sons. Those same verses told us when God wants us to teach about that God focus. Do you remember what they are? When we sit in the way, when we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we rise up, and when we lie down. When is that? All day. Helping our children have a God focus all day. In our example, in our teaching, in all that we do. How are we doing? How do you teach your child when you're going about your daily responsibilities? Can they see that you are trying to please the Lord in all of those? How about when you're getting up? How are you at getting up? A God focus? This is the day the Lord has made? Do our children see that when we're getting up? That helps us show them a God focus. And how about when we're going to bed? Do you take time to teach them about God every day? Parents, we must be committed to doing things God's way. Even that affects whether our children pass or fail. And as we've said, Deuteronomy 4:9 tells us that we need to take heed to ourselves first. And that beginning point is at salvation and progressive sanctification in our own lives. And as we prepare ourselves to have a God focus, we can do that and then teach our children by our example and by our words. Not forgetting what the Lord has done for us first, and then teaching our children. And as parents, we need to be faithful to learn the scriptures. Not just to learn them, but also to apply them. If we don't have them in our heart and minds, it will be very difficult for us to apply them to daily situations. Taking heed to ourselves. We'll not be helping our children learn the scriptures very well if we're not doing it first, or doing it with them, doing it as a family. Only God's Word gives us answers to life, even this part of life, in passing and failing in school. Faithfully studying, putting it in our memory, and then doing what God's Word says is progressive sanctification. And that's what we're teaching our children, even in the area of school. Learning to grow, learning to change, to be like Christ and to please Him. Commitment to God's ways is a leadership quality. And the Lord wants us to be developing leaders, leaders that will evangelize His world, leaders that will help others be instructed in discipleship. And we have to help them, as well as ourselves, be committed to a faithful God and His ways. Commitment is being determined to do what is right, based on God's Word.